feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Shanti. Bab Dada has heard that double foreigners send long emails. You have made child Janak very busy. She has to stay awake at night. So continue to make a shortcut in this too. Do not write long emails. Is that okay? They can be short, can they not? So is it okay? Will you make them short? You may send your news, but let it be short. Short news. Just 3 to 4 lines and maximum 5 lines. 5 lines. This is possible? Is it not? Those who will cut them short, raise your hands. Those who don't even write are not raising their hands. You are clever. It's good. Achcha. Writing, speaking, and thinking. We think, we write, we speak, we do. Different processes of human consciousness. Thinking and doing. I think that is today's slogan. They should be same. That will be a true serviceable soul. So thinking and writing. And speaking, and then doing. Between thinking and doing, these are the two things, writing and speaking. Baba says, don't write too much. You can give your news, but let it be short. Short news, sweet news, essential news. News that should come from the heart. Speak from the heart. It should not be a ready-made speech or borrowed one. Somebody tells you that I spoke like this with Baba. And you also go and speak like that with Baba. Somebody told This is my experience with Baba. And when you are given a mic, you tell as if it is your experience. There was a mental hospital and it was getting full. So some discharges have to be made so that new recruits can come. So the psychiatrist decided to conduct a test to decide who has become fit so that they can discharge some of them. So the first madman was called inside for the interview. The doctor asked, "What will happen if your both ears are cut off?" The madman said, "I will not be able to see." The doctor said, "Are you sure?" He said, "Yes, because then how will I wear my specs?" So doctor said, "Yes, your answer is logical. You are right. Go back. You are fit now. I think you can be discharged." He goes out. His other colleagues are sitting there. He tells them. What the others asked him, "What did they ask you?" He said, "Don't worry. Whatever they ask, just tell one answer. I will not be able to see. This is the answer. Even I did the same thing." So the next man went inside. He was asked different questions, but the answer was same. "I will not be able to see." The third person went inside. He was asked some different questions, but the answer was same. Because they all were tutored by the first madman. And the doctor came out and said, "What is this happening? How come that everybody is giving the same answer, I will not be able to see?" So they all said that we are taught by the first person who went for the interview. So the doctor said, "The person who teaches to give ready-made answers cannot be a healthy person. He must be insane still. So he is not fit for discharge." So ready-made answers, ready-made conversations, ready-made talks, the same talk again and again, again and again, the same old promises which you never fulfill, should be avoided. So Baba said, "Don't keep on writing long mails. They are just like long speech, long jargon. Even if you have to give some text nowadays, if you have to put some text in Google, and if you want, for example, if you are writing a blog and you want to give it update or upload in Google, in any website for your readers to read, that text should be small. Otherwise people don't like to read a big text. And there should be some pictures in between. The headings should be there. For example, you have to write an article on COVID-19 and you gave and uploaded an article of 50 pages. Who will read it? People don't like to read big articles. If you upload any article, and if you want your readers to read, there are certain guidelines. There should be headings, some pictures in between, some breathing space between the text, some hand highlight, some boxes where the things are written in bold letters, some in inverted comma, some capital letters, some small letter, some references, something very important that should be highlighted with different colors, then the people love to read such an article from Google. If suppose you open a Google page and there is nothing, only text for 50 pages, like a big boring book, who likes to read? Nobody loves. If you put an article, there should be pictures. Pictures here, colors here. It should be very beautiful and very short. It should be divided in points. Point number 1, point number 2, point number 3, point number 4, point number 5. For example, if it is COVID-19, what is COVID-19? What are the causes? Precautions? How it started? What is the history? What is the clinical presentation? What is the diagnosis? How the treatment is there? This is one part, medical part. Second, effect on economy. What are the future of vaccination? What is the effect on the world? What is the effect on the global market? What are the psychological significance? What are the psychological impact of this disease? How the world would be, post-COVID world would be. So the article should be divided in different manner. What are the spiritual aspects of COVID-19? So when you divide it, when you have a broad thinking, what are the political aspects? What are the conspiracy theories behind COVID-19? So we have divided it in so many different things. Then the readers feel, oh, it is little interesting. COVID and beyond. So any article which you put into the internet should be readable, short, interesting, succinct, essenceful, colorful, animated, beautiful. There should be some videos inserted in between, so people may love it. So now Baba is saying, don't write too big emails to me. How many lines there should be? Just 5 lines. Not more than that. Don't keep on writing too much. Writing too much means there is too much clutter in your brain. So many questions, so many words. The mind is not silent. A big speech is indicative of mind, where there is a crowd of words. Confusion of words. So, what letter you should write to Baba? I am okay. But if suppose you are not okay, then? This is the best letter. I am okay. O means you are a soul. 0. K means remembering the kingdom. So, God and inheritance. You are remembering God and you are remembering the kingdom which is to come. I am okay. Means, I am alright. Means, I am healthy. Physically, mentally, socially, economically, psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually. I have no problem. Everything is alright with me. So this is a positive affirmation. So when you practice positive affirmations, you become alright. Angelic state. If you want to achieve angelic state, imagine that you are an angel, flying, very light. You become what you imagine. You become what you visualize. So, I am okay. What else you will write to Baba? Very short letter. Whatever you have told, I will do it now. I will do it now. In today's blessing, Sakar Murli. I will see, I will do, I will think. These are the signs of laziness. Baba said, do it now. Otherwise, that is a sign of laziness. So write to Baba. Yesterday I told about two Brahmins talking together. First Brahmin said, what Purushat you are doing? What effort you are doing? He said, I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I do yoga for 3 hours. Then I read Murli, I do exercise, then I listen to Murli. After Murli listening, I do churning of Murli, then I go for a long walk. Then I have my breakfast in Baba's remembrance. And then I do Karma Yoga for 8 hours. And then afternoon also I read some Avyakta Murli. Evening I do Numasham, this evening yoga. And in night before sleep we have a group discussion on Gyan. And then I write my chart and then I go to sleep. The other Brahmin asked, how long you have been doing this? He said, I will start from Monday. I will start from Monday. That means I am not doing it. I will start it from Monday. So Baba says, this is a sign of laziness. You cannot become star of success. Today's Hindi series, we are going to see stars. Stars of Gyan, stars of Yoga, stars of service, stars of imbibing virtue, stars of success, stars of completion. So stars of success, they are the greatest of all stars. They are the real servers. So Baba wants us to become such a star. So Baba, tell Baba, I am shining. This is the constellation of stars, Taramandal. This is the constellation of stars. So tell Baba, I am a star and I am shining very brightly. Just as those stars have effect on the earth. Those stars have effect on the earth. You are the stars. You also influence every soul on this planet earth. You have to give them powerful rays of peace, purity, happiness, whatever. So tell Baba, I am very powerful. My stage is very powerful. I have no problem. I have no complaints. I have no doubts. I have no questions. In last Sunday's Murli, the signs of those who have faith in intellect is first sign, intoxication. Intoxication that will be visible on face, karma and vani and speech. Second sign of those who have faith. Signs of those who have faithful intellect. First, intoxication. Second, tell fast. Last Sunday's Murli. Vijay. Success. They will be successful everywhere. Pratyakshafal. That will be very easily. Easily they will get. Third, no doubt. Not even 1% doubt. Fourth, no question. Fifth, carefree emperor. Sixth, Balihar. They will be totally surrendered. Sarvancha Tyagi. Complete renunciate. Then seventh, Nishchint and Nishchit. Nishchit is fixed. In today's Sakar Murli also Baba said, this drama is predestined. There is no drama up there. The drama is here. There are no stars there. There is no moon there. There is no sun there. Where the souls stay. Souls play here. This is play. This is Khel, which is here happening. Not there. It is here. So seventh sign of the souls are fixed. Nishchit. And that makes them Nishchint. Carefree. Eighth sign is they are intoxicated and seeing them, others get intoxicated. Ninth sign is Nimit. They are instrument. Because of this Nimit Bhav, they are Nirman. They are humble. And because this humility, they create Nirman. They can create. The tenth sign is the language of the faithful souls. What is the language? The language of sweetness along with language of sweetness, they have language of generosity. Along with language of generosity, they have language of contentment and language of doing welfare, benefit to everyone. So you have to become stars of contentment as also. Any service which disturbs you and disturbs others is no service. That is in today's that Hindi. Any service that disturbs you and disturbs others, that is no service. Give up such service. Don't do such a service. In service, the goal should be you are the embodiment of contentment and you make others content. That is the sign of a real server. true Sevadhari. Come back. 10th. Then, here, Baba said, first you, you make others go in front of you. What is the 11th sign of the faithful soul? During the time of storms, check yourself. It is during storms, because when storms come, trees are uprooted. You don't get uprooted, but you shake. The Maya shakes you up. What is the Maya? Three types of Maya. Naman, or waste, or you have a desire and that is not got fulfilled. So these are the three types of Maya. This is the storm of Maya. So when such a storm comes, you remain stable. Your faith should remain stable. And what is the last sign? 12th. Baba talking with double foreigners. Signs of closed jewels. Everything should be without effort. Everything should be very easy. No effort, no laboring. As if you are in golden age, where there is a study of politics, but with play. So these are the 12 signs of faithful souls. So come back. Don't write too much. Write less. Speak less. Because when you speak too much, that shows that your mind is filled with so many wasteful things. If at all you want to speak, speak Gyan. That will create sanskars of Gyan within you. If you want to speak, speak about service. So, let the Gyan fill you to the brim. The whole soul should be filled only with the churning of knowledge and nothing else. Then the stage goes up. Otherwise, there is so much waste in this world, so many fears, so many things happening on the platform of this planet Earth. This whole world is hell. In today's Sakar Murli, Baba said, the soul has reduced to the stage of total decay. Total decay. The soul has come to the stage of Tamo Pradhan, total decay. This has happened in today's world. The world is inverted. The seed is up and the tree is down. And the tree has become in the stage of decay. I mean, the whole tree has become rotten. Jarjari bhut. Decay. So be succinct, terse, taciturn. And write, I am okay. Everything is alright. I am alright. How are you, Baba? Are you alright? Everything is alright here. How is up there in this your world? This world, I am okay. So even though the world is in upheaval, but I am stable. Just write this and you will become stable. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Bab Dada has heard that the double foreigners send long emails. You have made child Janak very busy. She has to stay awake at night. So, continue to make a shortcut in this too. Do not write long emails. Is that okay? They can be short, can they not? So, is it okay? Will you make them short? You may send your news, but let it be short. Just 3 to 4 lines, and maximum 5 lines. This is possible, is it not? Those who will cut them short, raise your hands. Those who don't even write are not raising their hands. You are clever. It is good. Achha. Avyakta Murli, 25th March 2005. Om Shanti.
Today is Brother Jagdish's death anniversary, I think 20 years now. It was way back in 2001, 12th May, that he left for the heavenly abode. In one of the articles he had said that for first 10 to 15 years, Baba used to remember him in Murli almost every day. And whenever a group would sit and he would enter, Baba would tell the group, go away. So they would sometimes feel bad. But there's a very beautiful thing he has said. Brahma Baba has said, when Brother Jagdish is in front of me, Shiv Baba would specifically enter me to give him special direction. So this soul is a very, very special soul of this yajna. And he was the chief spokesman. And there are many good articles written by him. So from this land of Madhuban, we express our heartfelt gratitude and remembrance for this soul who had departed almost, it is now 20 years. And whatever vision he had for this yajna, whatever passion he had, let it enter our spirits. The same passion for God, the same passion to reveal the Father, let it enter each and every Brahmin soul. Om Shanti.